In this bulletin, Cardinal George Pell's failed appeal against his conviction on historical child sex abuse continues to reverberate. Concerns migrant families illegally crossing into the United States could be detained indefinitely. And Australia prepares for the third Ashes test. With the latest SBS news, I'm Amy Hall. Supporters of survivors of child sexual abuse hope the failure of Cardinal George Pell's appeal against his conviction for historical abuse will inspire other survivors to come forward. Pell was convicted of raping one 13-year-old boy and sexually assaulting another at Melbourne's St Patrick's Cathedral in 1996. The 78-year-old's appeal has been dismissed in Victoria's Court of Appeal. National Clinical Manager for support group The Blue Knot Foundation, Taja Malone, says she hopes that will encourage others to speak up.
Look, for many survivors, a conviction like this, being upheld against a high-profile and once incredibly powerful perpetrator, underlies the faith in the justice process and that there is a possibility for people to speak out about what's happened to them. It, of course, doesn't mean that, you know, that's necessarily where people need to go, but sharing their experience and what happened to them as a child is a part of the healing process.
Meanwhile, the Vatican has acknowledged the court's decision to dismiss Cardinal Pell's appeal. Pope Francis's spokesman, Matteo Bruni, says the Vatican respects Australia's judicial system.
As the proceedings continue to develop, the Holy See recalls that the Cardinal has always maintained his innocence throughout the judicial process, and it is his right to appeal to the High Court. At this time, together with the Church in Australia, the Holy See confirms its closeness to the victims of sexual abuse and its commitment to pursue, through the competent ecclesiastical authorities, those members of the clergy who commit such abuse.
Pell was once the Vatican's third-ranking official. Anyone seeking information or support relating to child sexual assault can contact Bravehearts on 1800 272 831 or Blue Knot on 1300 657 380. Migrant families who cross the southern border into the United States illegally could be detained indefinitely under a new regulation announced by the Trump administration. It replaces an agreement that set a limit on how long the government could hold migrant children in custody. The move, due to come into effect in 60 days, is expected to face legal challenge. Acting Secretary of Homeland Security, Kevin McAleenan, says migrants will be processed in a manner he's termed fair and expeditious.
At the heart of this new rule are two core principles, that families should remain together during immigration proceedings and that conditions for care of children must be appropriate. Allows the government to keep families together for fair and expeditious immigration proceedings, restores integrity to our immigration system, and eliminates the incentive for children to be used or exploited to enter the United States.
Back home, and Prime Minister Scott Morrison is pledging to bolster economic and security ties with Vietnam. It comes ahead of an important official visit to the Southeast Asian nation. Mr. Morrison will be the first Australian Prime Minister to make an official visit to Vietnam since 1994, when he lands in Hanoi today. He says the visit will focus on strengthening economic and security relationships between the two countries, as well as protecting oceans against plastic pollution and illegal fishing. Labor says it supports the government's decision to send Australian troops, planes and warships to help guard the Strait of Hormuz in the Middle East. The United States and Britain both asked Australia to join an international coalition protecting shipping in the Strait, one of the world's busiest shipping lanes. The Gulf waterway has been hit by attacks and seizures of oil tankers over the past few months. Deputy Labor Leader Richard Miles says the government made the right decision in deploying troops to the region.
We support the decision that's been made.
Australia has a particular interest in freedom of navigation. We're an island trading nation. A large part of our economy is based on trade and the vast bulk of that trade goes by sea.
In cricket, the third Ashes test will begin later today. Australian batsman Steve Smith has been ruled out with concussion after being hit in the neck during the second test by England bowler Jofra Archer. England will be looking to capitalise on Smith's absence, with the batsman having been key to Australia's first test win. Australian coach Justin Langer says his team is more than capable of winning, although he admits it's disappointing to have lost Smith.
Not unlike England losing James Anderson, actually. He's arguably their best bowler. We're going to lose arguably our best batter for this test match. So it's always a blow, no doubt about that. I mean, you take your best players out, it always has an impact. So we've got to make sure all the other guys, our senior players and our younger players, all step up.
And now look at today's weather. Perth, sunny morning, late rain, 25. Adelaide, cloudy, 15. Melbourne, shower or two, clearing, 13. Hobart, shower or two, windy, 11. Canberra, partly cloudy, 15. Wollongong, possible shower, windy, 18. Sydney, similar conditions, but 20. Newcastle, becoming windy and partly cloudy, 21. Brisbane, sunny, 26. Cairns, mostly sunny, 27. And Darwin, sunny, 32. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.